Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing the three-year anniversary, the 3 years of a strong performance for the UBAM Angel Japan Small Cap Equity, but also what Kishida, the new prime minister, means for Japanese small cap. The fund has been live for more than 3 years now, and its assets under management now stand above the $300 million mark. At the end of September, the fund had returned a remarkable 44% since the takeover of the management of the fund in May 2018. We are talking about the institutional share class in Japanese yen net of fees. This means that it has generated a 30% excess return compared to the MSCI Japan Small Cap Index over that period. We believe the edge of Angel comes from its unique business model, which can be summarized in the following points. First of all, idea generation. The investable universe is made up of IPO companies, but also companies that they have decided to meet with. As a result of those numerous interviews, they invest in promising IPOs, accelerating growth companies, and some of the companies they think can solve their problems and get back on the growth track. After following IPOs for nearly 30 years and researching small caps intensively, their universe never stopped growing. Angel does not narrow down the universe by screening stocks based on market cap. Since they never invest in companies that they haven't met with, they define the broad investable universe as the accumulated number of companies that they have thoroughly analyzed. Around 100 of the 1,000 interviews a year are IPOs, IPO roadshows. 600 are the quarterly follow-ups of the companies in the three portfolios, 50 stocks each. And the remaining 300 are interviews with investment candidates. Most of these candidates are for new growth and the steady growth types, evenly split. Quoting Usami-san, the founder, constantly looking at new IPOs allows us to maintain our reservoir full of new ideas. The second aspect that can contribute to the edge of Angel is the team dynamic. We believe that rotation is the most important element so that each member of the investment team can get an in-depth understanding of the companies in the portfolios. Naito-san, the CIO, prepares the rotation of the main person in charge for upcoming week's interviews and distributes it to everyone. During each meeting, the person in charge leads the discussion, but since all the materials are read and shared in advance, the understanding of all the team members is progressing at the same level. Furthermore, the team discusses whether the earnings forecasts are reasonable, higher or lower, based on the interview and whether there are risks of their forecast to materialize or not. Investment decisions are made by a collegial system. Daily portfolio construction and maintenance are also carried out on a rotation basis. More specifically, the person in charge of creating the portfolio prepares portfolio proposals and sends them to everyone, taking into consideration daily stock price fluctuations and cash flow of each fund. I was talking previously of three strategies. Well, when Mr. Usami, the founder, started managing his own fund in 1999, it started with the IPO strategy that carefully selected companies that would grow fast after IPO. The concept was and still is unique. It needs a deep analysis because of the lack of information available. After, while the companies have graduated from the fund, he and his team kept following up and found further investment opportunities. But since these companies cannot be invested in the same IPO type concept, he decided to start the second concept, the new growth type, which is the strategy that Angel is currently managing for UBP. The common concept of both strategies is innovation and high growth. We are talking about 30%. But still with a reasonable price. As the difference is the growth phase, there was no overlap. And finally, in 2006, they launched the steady growth strategy, which looks for stocks trading at a lower price. The keyword common to all three strategies are innovation, growth potential, at a reasonable price. Well, what Kishida, the new prime minister, is the 100th prime minister in Japan, means for small caps. Well, Fumio Kishida is now the new Prime Minister of Japan after winning the LDP leadership. Kishida is a former foreign minister and the head of a powerful faction within the LDP. While originally seen as a proponent of restoring fiscal health, he was first amongst the four presidential candidates to announce plans for fiscal stimulus to the tune of tens of trillions of yen, demonstrating an awareness of the impacts of COVID-19 that had on the country and on the general election. Near-term policy issues for the new prime minister will likely revolve around COVID-19 and economic stimulus. Kishida will likely go ahead with further implementation of fiscal spending, but he also commented that there will be no change to monetary policy and that aggressive loose monetary policy will remain over the near term. Kishida would spend more in the regional economies and wants to reduce the income disparity. He wants to support small business, and in that perspective, our small cap strategy can be an efficient complement to other core strategies by showing less cyclical risk than large cap, where exporters are more heavily represented. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website, ubp.com.